Hello, ladies, and welcome back to our Galatians studies. We are halfway through. We are at the halfway mark where we've taken a little bit of a break, and now we're going to reflect on where we've been in the first three chapters, and we're going to look ahead to where we're going. And it's a really great, healthy place to evaluate where we're at. And in this recap, we want to refresh and reconnect on what we're here for as a Bible study, as women of the Grove Community Church who are longing to become like Christ through the study of His Word. And so we wanted to take just a minute to refresh our vision, refresh the heart of Galatians. For some of us who have been studying along, we've just taken over a month break, and now we're coming back in and we're jumping right into the middle of this letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. And so before we jump back in, we just wanted to take a moment to refresh our hearts, refresh where we've been. And in that, we want to remind ourselves of the vision of who we are as a church. As a church, we are being changed by God to reach all people. So whether you're joining us and studying along on your own, or you're in a home group, or maybe you join on campus, but you like to watch here online as well, we want to remember who we are as the Grove Community Church, and we are a people being changed by God to reach more people, to reach all people. We believe God's heart is that all people will come to know Him as Savior and Lord, and that's what we're about. And the way that we get to do that within this women's Bible study is focusing in on the areas that we want to grow in our love for God. And most importantly, we always like to highlight that that means that Jesus is at the center of our lives. Jesus is at the center of everything. Galatians even points us. We're going to start chapter 4, which reminds us of the center of the universe comes at the fullness of time when God sent forth His Son, Jesus. And Jesus is the one that we've read about in Galatians who saves the world, the one who has redeemed us and saved us from our sin. And He's at the center of all that we are. So as you've studied with us, or maybe you're jumping in for the first time here at the middle of our study, we hope that you will come to know and love Jesus more through the study of Galatians, through your time with us as the Grove women. Our prayer for this study specifically is that Christ would be formed in you. It's a prayer straight from Galatians 4, so it's another reason why we're excited to get back into the study, so that you can see the heart of Paul as a minister of the gospel and the heart of us as we minister through this Bible study. And then with Jesus at the center of everything that we're doing, with God doing a work in us, we want to be women marked by these things, growing in these things where our love is evident. Our love for the Word of God, our love to pray, like loving a prayer life with God, talking with Him, listening to Him. This is a vibrant relationship that we want each and every one of you to have with Jesus. And in that relationship with Him, that involves people too, the people of God. And so we want to see our love for the church growing. And we don't mean the building. We don't mean this building called the Grove Community Church. We mean the people of the Grove Community Church and the people of the church all over the world, brothers and sisters who are believers in Jesus with us. How are we growing in our love for them? And then lastly, we want to be women marked by love for all people. And again, a theme of Galatians has been that God's heart is for all people, that He shows no partiality. He didn't favor the Jewish people above the Gentiles and the non-Jews. No, God's heart has always been for all people. And so we, with Christ being formed in us, learning and growing in the heart of God, we then have a heart and a love for all people. And God stirs us to reach out to people, maybe in our neighborhood, in our workplaces, around the block, or maybe even around the world where they've never heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ yet. We, as a church, want to be about reaching all people. And so this is why we do Bible study. This is who we are as the Grove women, as God's changing us and moving us and bringing His kingdom here on the earth. We get to be a part of this. And so we think this is a really great time for you to kind of reassess where you are in the study and in your relationship with the Lord and in your relationship with others. On page 15 of the journal workbook, the digital workbook that we have, or if you have it in print, we asked you at the beginning of the study to answer some questions. I think this would be a great time to go back and look at that and ask those same questions of yourself because at the end of the study, on page 132, we're going to ask similar questions to assess how God grew us through this study of Galatians. And if we're not already paying attention to that, we might miss out on the ways that he has, or we might lack intentionality to grow in the ways that he wants us to grow, to become the women that he wants us to be. So take some time this week, please, to spend with God, reassess and ask those questions, look at her and look at these areas and these places where our love can grow, and be honest and evaluate with God and ask him to show you where he wants you to grow more in these areas as we continue in our study. And from there, for our study of Galatians, we wanted to refresh just the overarching theme of what Galatians is about. And we were able to sum that up in this clarifying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul is writing a letter to the Galatians who had other Judaizers and other teachers coming in, adding to the message of the gospel of Jesus. And Paul, because of the importance and the necessity and the eternal value of the truth of the gospel, writes to clarify and to encourage them in their journey. And so what is this gospel? We believe the gospel is by grace, through faith, empowered by the Spirit, for all people. There is no other. The gospel of Jesus Christ is by grace, not the law. So adding to it and trying to earn a salvation with God will never be the way to him. Jesus earned the way for us. And he says his gift of grace is that he came and died on the cross for our sins, rose from the dead, and offered us life in him. If we put our faith in him, believe in him as Savior and Lord, confess him, then we will be saved. So that's the faith piece that Paul is highlighting and going hard on in this book that we've been studying. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 built to this mountain of understanding that only by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone is the way to salvation, is the way to God. It is not by the law, by doing good things. It's not by our works earning a place with God, but it is his gift through faith. And what I'm really excited about as we enter into chapter 4, 5, and 6 is we're going to start to see the power of the Spirit at work in our lives. Chapter 4 begins with who we become as the children of God. We inherit the kingdom of God because of Jesus. And then now you, because of faith in Jesus, as a child of God, you now live by the Spirit of God. And we're going to see how the Spirit bears his fruit in our lives as we study chapter 5, and how the Spirit of God, who reigns in our life, is also at war with our flesh and the old ways of life and the worldly ways of sin and brokenness in this place that we live in because of the curse of sin. So we get to look at the power of God at work through his fruit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. It's all of who God is and what he's doing in and through the lives of his children. And then how that impacts his family, how that impacts our relationships, our families, our communities, our church life, and hopefully the world, because of the gospel at work in our lives through the Spirit of God. And so we're going to get to see the result of the gospel in our lives as we keep on studying Galatians. And we hope that excites you. We hope that encourages you. We pray that it will motivate you to be faithful in the study, to continue with us and be faithful each and every week, to open up God's word, to ask him to open your heart and your mind to understand and to love him and to love others more because of our time spent with him and each other in Galatians this year. So ladies, we're so glad to be continuing on in the journey. We want every single one of us at the end of the study to be clear in our understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in that understanding, we want all of us to be filled with love and compelled by love to share this gospel with the world in need, because this gospel is what changes everything. This gospel is for all people, and by the grace and loving kindness of God, we've received it to share it. So will you commit to continue studying with us, to make much of Jesus and see him formed in our lives and brought to the world in need. We can't wait to continue with you.